had a very large tumor in her sinuses, and we were diagnosed with Ewing sarcoma up at the University of Iowa. It broke the bone around one of her eyes. She has a very high pain tolerance.
So how did you feel when you found out that it was cancer?
Terrified.
Every day is so wonderful, and suddenly it's hard to breathe. Now and then I get insecure from all the pain. I'm so ashamed.
The tumor was so big that it had also eroded the bone between her brain and her sinuses. So that was a very big concern for us, was had it gone into her brain yet.
I am beautiful in every single way. Yes, words can bring me down. Oh, no.
She had surgery to remove the tumor back in February. She's just finished her 10th cycle of chemotherapy. She'll have 14 cycles, so she's only got 4 left to go. And she's had 6 weeks of radiation already completed.
Stephanie, right there right now?
Yeah. Well, before I started the chemotherapy, everybody was telling me that there was these really bad side effects to it, like I could throw up or I'd get really sick and nauseated and... but when I started, I didn't get any side effects at all, and I just feel more tired.
So you're 11, right?
Yeah.
You are beautiful, no matter what they say. Words can't bring you down, no, no. You are beautiful in every single way. Yes, words.
Stephanie, if you could say one thing to the people out there listening right now who are thinking about donating, what would you say to them?
I would say that it's great, because I know a lot of people have trouble paying for all the bills out there, and it'd be really nice if they could have the donation.
Could say one thing to your daughter that you haven't said yet, what would it be?
Oh, wow. I've already said she's my hero, but I guess that's what I would say.
Thank you so much for calling in this morning.
You bet.
You're welcome.
And please give us a call right now and help out kids like Stephanie.